morning, everybody. How's it going? Just a few announcements. If you are visiting today, we're so glad you're here at Mount Olive. There's a visitor center in the back. Feel free to visit that and let us meet you if you are here and visiting. Couple of opportunities to serve coming up in the next few weeks. Couple of ongoing ministries that we have, the Appalachian Backpack Ministry and then the Beverett Jordan Snack Pack Ministry. Lisa, do you have something to share about that?
A couple of things.
Okay.
I'll share. First, I'd like to invite any ladies who are not in our WMU or part of that group to come out tomorrow night for our Rise Up meeting. Everybody is welcome to come, ladies, if you'd like to come and you're not part of that. We'd like to see you come out tomorrow night. You can bring a snack if you'd like to share, or you don't have to, but we'd love to see you. And also our backpack ministry, we're getting ready to pack the backpacks in a couple of weeks, and there's some items that are still needed. Christina has typed up a list, which is back in the back here, of the items that's still needed. And she's listed individual, and just for an example, deodorant was one of the things which I bought this morning, and they needed 7 deodorants, and she has 7 lines. So I bought, or 8 lines, I bought all the deodorants, so I initialed each line to show that we don't need any more deodorant. So if you can help out, please help out and have that here. I think it's by the 22nd, so that next Sunday, so that we can pack that. I think the next week or so we're planning on packing the backpacks. So take a look at the list, and if you can help out with that, please do so.
Okay, so again, the Rise Up ladies, take note of that, Monday the 16th. There's a number of other various meetings coming up, but y'all just review those, and if you know you're supposed to be there at the meetings, do so. A couple of other highlights I want to talk about. The 21st, there's a game night, so feel free to invite your neighbors and folks that you hang out with. I think Samantha's going to share about October 22nd, the Share a Verse Sunday.
So next Sunday, we're going to be doing what I call Share a Verse Sunday, which is where everybody's invited to share a verse that means something to them, and then a little bit of an explanation to that. And there are note cards as well as sign-up sheets on all of the entrances. And you can either collect your thoughts or write down the verse and maybe a little bit of an explanation, and then give it to like me or John or someone, and then we can read it aloud if you guys don't want to come up here. But I would really like it if all of you would do that, because it would be really, really fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Samantha. That's such a great idea. God inspired for sure to come and share what's so important to us. So feel free to plan for that. A couple of other things. Friday, October 27th is the next brown bag lunch and Bible study. I'm in John's class, and I can just say that he's such an amazing teacher. We're so blessed to have him, and I hope you can make it to that brown bag lunch. Tuesday the 31st is our next trunk or treat, and so I'll try to not be an idiot this year and dress up like Richard Simmons, and so, but you never know. It might be something crazier, so. God bless Cindy. Anyway, Saturday, November 4th is the church barbecue. Now, we're going to try to have some little postcards or something to hand out to your neighbors, but this is our church, one of our church's biggest ways we can just be a part of the community, invite our neighbors and that kind of thing. So be thinking and praying about who you can invite, who you live around, who you hang out with. We want to bless the community with that barbecue. Let's see. Lastly, you may have heard that a few of our members plan to go on a mission trip in January to South Africa. This is a well-established ministry that my family has been involved in for a while. It's been in place for a decade. It's a Christian school called Makanyo Christian Academy that we go over and we put on a summer camp. And so We're going to share a couple of videos about past trips and to show and to give a vision of what this is all about. And then after that, I think Ben and Jack and Noble are going to come up and talk about their previous experiences with that. So Rex, if you can play those and y'all come up as they play.
Give me another thumbs up.
Nice. How did you like camp?
That's great. I enjoyed it.
Tight.
Go. Julia, say hi.
Hi.
Step into a new day. We can rise up from the dust.
Out
What are your thoughts after Camp Living Water?
It was hot and very good.
What about you?
He's a twisted man.
It's difficult, but we made it.
Grayson, what are you doing? How do you feel after the kid pooped on your floor?
That was probably the best part of camp. Just really enlightened my senses right there.
It was exhausting, it is fulfilling.
It was very good.
Very good?
Very good.
It was very good. I have lots of small children drooling all over me.
Yes, indeed. Lots of small children. I tackled a few.
Very crazy, but fun. Fun. One time.
Oh, this cabin was very fun. Crazy, awesome.
How was your first experience in Africa?
It was awesome, and I love my girls, and I can't wait to come back and see them.
Good morning, everyone. So both of those trips, I had the privilege of being on both of them. Sort of what we do with the trip is we aim to bring this camp that we do here in the mountains of North Carolina called Camp Living Water over to a new place, South Africa. It's the only place that we bring the camp to, so there's not more than Camp Living Water South Africa and Camp Living Water here in North Carolina. And so the purpose of this is there's a Christian school that the Makanya Foundation has been working to build over the last 10, 15 years. And every year they have been working to add to that school, make it bigger, include more students. And what the camp is a catalyzing Christian experience for mostly for the kids in that community who go to that, and most of them who go to the school. And just like camp here at North Carolina, the camp experience is a time when many of the students are able to come to faith in Jesus for the first time. Being surrounded by church and a Christian environment in a countryside where a lot of the people identify as Christians, it can be hard for those who are coming of age and growing up to have a conversion experience where they identify not just as a Christian in name because they grew up that way or because they heard about Jesus or they go to a Christian school, but come to own their faith as a reality. That mainly comes through chapel times and devotional content, teaching the kids to read the Bible on their own, memorizing scripture. These are sort of things we do at camp as well as play games with them. A lot of soccer, a lot of sports, running around, crafts, activities, things like this that sort of engage with their minds as well. That's sort of an overview of what camp is. I'll let these boys talk a little more about it.
Yeah, well, Holden did Noble did a pretty good job there. He explained, he gave a good overview of what's going on in South Africa. I think the only thing I really personally have to add is, you know, a lot of these kids that are at the camp, their life is relatively hard in comparison to ours, you know, here in the States. So on top of the, you know, Christian experience, growing in their faith and stuff like that, you know, you also give them an opportunity to blow off a little steam from their lives that are tough. So it's just a good experience for them as a whole, for us as a whole. It grows us, not only us, but them as well. So it's just a good positive experience overall.
Why do they like the pool so much?
You know,
because they've never had a pool.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the pool was shown on many occasions in those clips because, yeah, they've, you know, they don't. Right. Right, through lessons and stuff, but yeah.
This will be our fourth time going to South Africa, Lord willing, this New Year's. The first time we went, the students said, we can all swim. And we took them to the pool, and it turned out actually none of them could swim, nor had been in water that was deep before in their lives. They mostly don't go in the water
in South Africa because there are lots of dangerous little critters like alligators and hippos in the ponds and lakes. Though there are some places you can swim. They mostly stick to the land. But it's interesting. So we get to give them an experience that they never would sort of experience otherwise. The camp experience is one of the really great things that they get to do. One other thing I'll say is this. There is a lot of fatherlessness and orphans in South Africa. In fact, a lot of the kids will be being raised not by their mother, but by their older sibling, simply because their mother is also dead due to the widespread prevalence of AIDS and other diseases that basically cause a lot of these people not to live into adulthood. And because of this, there's a lot of broken families. Maybe there's no family at all. And so, yes, we do the catalyzing camp experience, but the ministry as a whole, Makanyo Foundation, works with the kids year-round, bringing them to school, providing food for them, providing parenting for them and through mentorship, and helping them sort of just grow up as a whole. Now, what's really interesting is one of the main leaders, Mr. Keith Brown, who helps to lead the trip, also works on development. So not only does the project work on helping the families and helping the kids, it actually helps on bringing a transformation of the entire society by building houses, by building community centers, by building businesses in the countryside of South Africa. So that we're not sort of just handing out free things, but we're also helping them help themselves as they develop businesses and the ability to actually rent out houses and basically sort of give catalyzing economic development in the area. So sort of a holistic transformation of the areas around Pretoria and Johannesburg, which is where we will be going and where we've gone in the past. So I think that's really cool. Yeah, is there anything else that I'm supposed to talk about, Mr. Marshall?
Just one last thing. Next Sunday, we'll be doing a love offering. And a love offering is really just for Noble and the other students who are going. Cam and Jane and myself are going too, but the love offering will be to help pay for the students in Noble's trip. But a big portion of the trip is to pay for the camp. All the people, there's 40 of us on our team, I think around 40.
Oh yeah, one more thing is all of the kids come to this camp free. They don't have, which is really great. You saw some of the kids in the first video. You saw about how many kids there were. That was in 2016. The second video was in 2020, and there were a lot more kids. This year, Lord willing, we're anticipating more kids than ever before. So we anticipate about 200 kids coming to this camp, which is quite a lot. So we'll have 40 people on the American team coming over to serve. And so it's a really big camp, and it's actually a way that it's interesting because a smaller congregation like this one has the opportunity to reach like 200 kids. You know, that's more kids than we reach with VBS. It's more kids than we reach with camp, even in North Carolina, as the whole camp. And so it's such a wonderful way to reach even more people with the gospel in a way that is unexpected. Right? And so when we think of the church, we might just think locally, but in the biggest scheme of things, the church is global, and God's mission is global. And so God wants to bring people to faith, yeah, around the world. And so by participating in missions, that's how the church does this. And so I'm happy to participate in this mission and appreciate your support of the mission as well. And another thing, too, is please begin praying for the mission. So we will have 200 kids coming. But nothing is going to happen without the prayers of the saints. So there won't be any transformation unless we pray. So thank you. And that is our trip.
Thank you.
I have one more other announcement, unrelated. So many of you had a fun time coming to our missions class here at Mount Olive Baptist Church the first time last month. We will be doing missions class again, and I would like to shoot for the date of 2 weeks from now. That is on October 29th. So Sunday, October 29th. In the evening, we will be having desserts again at the missions class. And so the first time was a good time, and I hope that you can make it out for the second time. And we will be meeting at 6 p.m. So if you can come, the missions class will be next meeting, 6 p.m., October 29th, Sunday evening. And I will try to remind us again next week. Thank you.
Good morning. You'll stand and sing with us. We're going to sing 260 Holy Book Bible Divine.
Good morning. This morning our call to worship comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. I'll give everybody a moment if you want to find it in your own Bibles. And of course, there's the pew Bible in the pews. Genesis 15, 1 through 6. Afterward, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." But Abram replied, "O sovereign Lord, what good are all your blessings when I don't even have a son? Since I don't have a son, Eliezer of Damascus, a servant in my household, will inherit all my wealth. You have given me no children, so one of my servants will have to be my heir." Then the Lord said to him, "No, your servant will not be your heir, for you will have a son of your own to inherit everything I am giving you." Then the Lord brought Abram outside beneath the night sky and told him, "Look up into the heavens and count the stars if you can. Your descendants will be like that, too many to count." And Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord declared him righteous because of his faith. If everybody wants to look at their bulletins on the second page, We have a list of our ministry of prayer. There is one name in bold, Bill Neal. I'm not familiar with his situation, but I'm sure that the Lord knows about it. Does anyone else have any names that they'd like to share with us today? Okay, hearing none, I'll voice our prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you today in this beautiful fall weather that you've given us, the beauty all around us that you show us through the beautiful leaves and the nice weather. Lord, we are so blessed, blessed beyond measure. Lord, with all the things going on in this world today, we are very thankful for what we have. Lord, we ask that you are with those who are in need of your care. Lord, those who are grieving, those who have lost loved ones, those who have issues that they don't know how to deal with, financial problems, maybe emotional issues. Lord, there are so many troubles in this world, but you have overcome this world, Lord. We know that. We ask your blessing upon these on our prayer list. You know each and every one's situation. We ask that you take each one of these people in your hands and comfort them. Let them know in some way that you know their situation and that you are there for them. Lord, help each one of us to know that you are in our lives and that you control what happens around us. Nothing is a surprise to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you again for letting us be here today, and we ask that you bless the reading and the teaching of your word today and help us as we go out into the world this week. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.